Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Rashonda Tate Billingsley, author of Eye Candy, Joyce Meyer, author of Get Your Hopes Up, Expect Something Good to Happen to You Every Day, and Winter Pitts, author of For Girls Like You, A Devotional for Tweens. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Rashonda Tate Billingsley, author of Eye Candy. Here's a little information about Rashonda Tate Billingsley. Rashonda Tate Billingsley has made a career out of getting the 411 and spinning a story, hard truths and all. Before writing full-time, she worked as a reporter for the National Enquirer and as an anchor and reporter for NBC, ABC, and Fox Television. The author of more than 35 books, she won the 2012 NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Literary Fiction and is a 5-time winner of the National Association of Black Journalists Spirit in the Words competition. Now here's a short description of the book, Eye Candy. Dishing on celebrity love games made Maya Morgan a media queen, but choosing her prince means working her wildest, most personal scoop yet. She's gone from gossip reporter to half of the entertainment industry's newest power couple, and hot singer J Love's mad string of hits definitely makes him a good look for Maya and her career. But she's feeling something more for laid-back, mellow civilian Alvin. A lot more. Now J Love is using every dirty spin trick in the Glitterati book to humiliate Alvin and sink Maya's brand if he can't hold on to her in their celebrity couple perks. With her empire on the line and her rep at stake, Maya will draw on every reliable source and every crazy scheme she's ever played to save what she's earned and prove she can have love and fame. Now here's a brief review of the book, Eye Candy. Making a decision between the demands of your career and the voice of your heart can be a hard choice. It's no different with Maya Morgan. As the queen of gossip, she has to live up to a certain image and reputation. She falls in love with her low-key friend, Alvin, but Alvin doesn't quite fit the bill for a media power couple, so Maya's studio pressures her to keep making appearances with her old boyfriend, J. Love, who is a popular singer in his own right. Both J. Love and Alvin love Maya and are determined to make her his girl. But as pressure increases and Maya's career is on the line, which will she choose, to give in to her career or to follow her heart? Billingsley tells a drama-filled story that is sure to keep readers' attention and to entertain. We highly recommend this book. Visit Rashonda Tate Billingsley online at www.rashondatatebillingsley.com. Eye Candy is published by Defina. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled, Better Is One Day by Jeremy Camp.
Yeah.
Next up today is Joyce Meyer, author of Get Your Hopes Up, Expect Something Good to Happen to You Every Day. Here's a little information about Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer is one of the world's leading practical Bible teachers. Her daily broadcast, Enjoying Everyday Life, airs on hundreds of television networks and radio stations worldwide. Joyce has written nearly 100 inspirational books. Her bestsellers include God Is Not Mad at You, Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, Do Yourself a Favor, Forgive, Living Beyond Your Feelings, Power Thoughts, Battlefield of the Mind, and The Confident Woman. Joyce travels extensively, holding conferences throughout the year, speaking to thousands around the world. Now here's a short description of the book, Get Your Hopes Up, Expect Something Good to Happen to You Every Day. Number 1, New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer teaches readers how to transform their lives by tapping into the power of hope. One of the most powerful forces in the universe is hope, the happy and confident anticipation that something good is going to happen. Regardless of where one is in life, it is impossible to live successfully and to the fullest without hope. With Get Your Hopes Up, Joyce will help readers achieve a lasting sense of hope, built on their faith in God. Hope is only as strong as its source. This book will help readers avoid misplacing their trust in unreliable things and help them ground their hope steadfastly in God for limitless joy and possibilities for their lives. As Joyce explains, without hope in God, there isn't much you can do. But with hope in God, there isn't much you can't do. Now here's a brief review of the book, Get Your Hopes Up, Expect Something Good to Happen to You Every Day. In her latest inspirational book, Joyce Meyer calls all of us to experience hope in our lives. Meyer reminds us that hope precedes faith. The ability to hope, to anticipate, to believe that something good is going to happen, helps us to live our lives with faith. Meyer tells readers that the basis of our hope must be in God, and she aims to keep readers focused on that concept. Filled with practical encouragement, inspiration, scripture, and grace, Joyce Meyer offers powerful reasons to be positive, to help others, to live in abundance, and to make an intentional choice to hope. Readers will be put on a path to hope in the midst of hurts, happiness, to go higher in life, and in the here and now. We highly recommend this book. Visit Joyce Meyer online at www.joycemeyer.org. Get Your Hopes Up, Expect Something Good to Happen to You Every Day is published by Faith Words. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Now here's a song titled Every Praise by Hezekiah Walker.
Let me hear the worshipers! Belong to God. Here we go. Let's take
Next up today is Winter Pitts, author of For Girls Like You, A Devotional for Tweens. Here's a little information about Winter Pitts. Winter Pitts is the founder of For Girls Like You, a ministry to girls that includes a print magazine, and the niece of Dr. Tony Evans. She has a drive to introduce young girls to Christian values so they can walk passionately and boldly. A native of Baltimore, Winter resides in Dallas, Texas with her husband Jonathan and their four daughters. Now here's a short description of the book, For Girls Like You, A Devotional for Tweens. Tween girls have access to an unbelievable amount of media and information with just a simple click of the remote or mouse. Every outlet they turn to attempts to subtly influence their worldview, and what they believe about themselves directly affects how they live. Winter Pitts, founder of For Girls Like You magazine, gives girls a new devotional showing them a correct definition of themselves, opening their eyes to God's truth and the difference it makes in their lives. Each daily devotion includes a prayer to help girls apply the lesson. Now here's a brief review of the book, For Girls Like You, A Devotional for Tweens. It is sometimes a struggle for parents to find good, wholesome, faith-based books for their young children to read. In an age where technology seems to run everything, children can be influenced from many different directions, with many conflicting opinions about what is right and wrong in the world. For parents who are striving to teach their young girls to follow Christ and to be good citizens of the world, Winter Pitts offers an inspiring, God-centered resource to help parents do just that. In For Girls Like You, girls ages 8 through 12 will learn about God, forgiveness, having faith, serving others, dealing with emotions and feelings, and much more. Moms and dads will be pleased to share this fine work with their daughters and will rejoice at the life-applicable principles it contains. We highly recommend this book. Visit Winter Pitts online at www.forgirlslikeyou.com. For Girls Like You, A Devotional for Tweens is published by Harvest House Publishers. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled Everlasting God by the Katinas. God bless.
Upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we
you'll be revived. Because the one who revives your soul is here tonight. God Almighty wants to do that for you. If you're feeling weary, if you're feeling down and out, wait on Him. He's right there for you. Family, if you need Him, all over this place, lift your voice. Strength will rise. Strength will rise.